Hey y'all, I'm Sammy, your host of the You Were Made for More podcast. John 10:10 is a promise that Jesus came down to earth so that we would have life and have it abundantly. My prayer is that this podcast and all of the content that we put out would remind every student that they were made for more, simply because of who they were created to be. My own walk with the Lord and my relationships with the teenagers that I disciple have shown me that once we understand whose we are, the game changes. Or in other words, transformation happens. Our identity changes everything. We recognize that it takes investment and partnership between the church and parents to raise teens who know and believe who they are in Jesus. And we're here to help. So buckle up as we take this journey and take a look at what God has to say about friendships, relationships, sexuality, dating, and all the things in between. Episode of the You Are Made for More podcast. I am Sammy Gallo. I'm your host, and I'm so excited to be with you guys today. Today is going to be kind of a mix mash of things. We're going to cover where the podcast is at, some updates in my life. But I also want to give you guys a message that the Lord has been speaking to me and give you guys a message that He spoke to me through the Lenten season and also on Easter Sunday with a message that my pastor shared at church. So I'm excited to share that with you and hope that this podcast, I hope that the message of the You Are Made for More podcast is always the gospel first and foremost, and then how can you apply the gospel and how Jesus says to live to your life, your relationships, your friendships, all the things that you do every day. So today, it might seem a little weird because it's technically after Easter, but I want to talk about what Easter means to you. Like, what does Easter really mean to you? The funny thing is, I would have released this episode last week, but I'm actually really glad that I didn't, because the Lord revealed something real and great for me through the resurrection, through Resurrection Sunday, that I would not have included in the script of this episode if I would have released it the day that I was planning to release it. So He kind of urged me not to, and I was obedient to that, and Resurrection Sunday was kind of an eye-opener for me about some things that I not necessarily have forgotten, but have overlooked recently in my life. And the first thing I want to share with you that is so important, and this is why Easter is important. This is what Easter means. You and I, we have access to Jesus. Sometimes in my life, I know that I need reminded of that. I need reminded that I have access to Jesus and that He will do what He says He will. Sometimes I cannot do it, not on my own strength, not through my personality, not through how I parent, not through my outward appearance, not by how much money I spend or where I spend it, not by any earthly thing or ability. I cannot do some things, but the Lord can. And it's so important that you remember that He can and He will, but also that you have access to Him, and that the only reason that that access is made possible is because of the resurrection. In Exodus 3:14, I use the ESV, so yours might sound a little different, but if you turn there, God says to Moses, "I am who I am." And He said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." What does this mean? One, who am I? It almost seems poetic and mysterious, but it really isn't. That statement that God says to Moses is full of hope, and it tells us a lot. And today I want to take a look at exactly what that is. The 16th century playwright William, sorry, there are sirens happening around my house. So if you hear that, that's what that is. So the 16th century playwright William Shakespeare said, "A rose by any other name would smell as sweet," meaning it was not one's name, but their essence that mattered. In that passage of Exodus, we see Moses ask God for his name. We might think to ourselves, what's in a name? However, Moses was not actually asking God for a name as we think of the word, like my name is Sammy, right? Or when you see name at the top of a paper at school, or when you see name when you're filling out an online form, you put your name in. The Israelite people already had names for God. So what Moses was really asking was, who are you, God? What is your essence? What does your name mean? What does it mean? And God gives the answer and what he reveals to Moses. He says, I am who I am. So like I said before, that seems mysterious, like a clever riddle, but it really is just a declaration that God says to Moses. He is revealing a few things about himself. One, that he is self-existent, right? God was not created. He has always existed. He created everything else. He's not dependent on anything else for his existence. Two, he is the creator, like I said, of all things that exist. Because he created all of these things, he is above all of these things. Third is that he's unchangeable. God will remain the same always. Today, tomorrow, 100 years from now, God is unchangeable. God is eternal. That's the fourth thing. He always has been and he always will be. And the fifth thing is that God is inalterable. The footnote of my Bible says, I am who I am can also be translated into, I will be what I will be. In other words, God is not concerned about fitting into our molds or boxes or who we think he looks like in certain seasons. He will always be who he truly is, whether or not we understand or agree with what he is doing. And that answer is exactly what Moses needed to hear. He needed to know that God was greater and higher than anything, meaning absolutely nothing could threaten him, even a powerful Pharaoh. And he also needed to know that God was absolute and forever, unchanging in his resolve. God answered Moses' question, "Who are you?" with, "I am everything you will ever need." So much more is revealed through what God says than just by telling us his name. This might seem a little off track to you, but I wanted to start with that because it is so relevant for what we are talking about today. In John 8:58, Jesus said to a group of religious leaders, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Jesus was taking on God's name. He uses that phrasing again, I am. He was proclaiming that he was and he is the essence of God, the great I am. So we see that all the characteristics of I am, God, apply to Jesus. He is self-existent. He existed long before he came to earth as a baby in a manger. He is the creator of everything. Jesus is unchangeable and eternal, and Jesus cannot be forced into our molds or boxes or cultural relevances. He will always be who he truly is. And I was reading that passage in Exodus, and I realized that, like Moses, I want to know God, his true essence. I want to understand him better, and I want to know he is in control of my life when the world seems to be a mess, and that Jesus does not change like everything in my life does. As I seek him with increasing faith, I want to come to know everything that he says about himself is true. And that the answer to his own question in Matthew 16:15, he says, "But who do you say that I am?" And I think Jesus would say to us today the same thing. He would say, beloved, know that I am. And I share with you because God revealed to me a lot about who he is during Lent and on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday. See, I needed a reminder that God has got you. He knows what you are facing. He knows your struggles. He knows your desires. He knows your dreams. And he is higher than all of those things. He wants you to run to him. And that is what Easter allows us to do. That is the importance and that is the significance of Easter. Easter itself is a special and important day. It changed everything. It is the reason that we have hope. But the days following Easter, those days are even more important. Those are the days we have to live for because that is living out of the hope of the resurrection. So even though this message is after Easter, I want to encourage you to trust God, to lean on him, to have access to Jesus because you were given that through Resurrection Sunday and to trust that God will, he always has been, and he always will be. You see, sometimes for me, it's so easy as a wife and a mom and a servant and in all the work that I do in my home life and at my actual job to think or feel like I am useless to God. Like I can't possibly complete all of the tasks that are in front of me in one day, or like I can't possibly be useful to God in anything that I do and all of the mundane things and in all of the things that are on my to-do list. I'm 25 years old and I still struggle with feeling unworthy, overlooked, and not good enough. But a dear friend and mentor said to me recently as I was kind of chatting with her about what I was learning through Lent and what the Lord was reminding me of, was that this is just how the Lord delights to work. He loves taking the sidelined and the overlooked and giving them quietly pivotal roles in the unfolding of the redemptive story in history. That is what God delights in doing. Taking me, who does not think that I am worthy, and giving me a part in God's redemptive story. I may not be a huge name or impact millions of lives, and maybe that's true for you too, but you can and I can impact the lives of the people that I come in contact with every day. I can disciple my little girl. I can disciple my family. I can love my husband. I can love them like Jesus loves and sacrificed for me. I can be faithful with the platforms, no matter how large they are, and the voice that God has given me. I can love people and I can tell them that the resurrection is real and that because of that, they have full access to a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. That is what Easter means, and that is where our hope needs to lie. So I'm so thankful for that reminder coming out of Resurrection Sunday and being encouraged as we head into the latter part of the spring and the summer. And that is that this season is going to look a little bit different for me. So I kind of wanted to end this short encouraging podcast with an update on where we are. I'm in a busy season. My family life has been crazy. We actually got to take a trip to my husband's home country of Colombia in South America and take our little girl, Ofi, to meet his family there. So we were gone for most of March. And yeah, I just think I wanted to share with you guys that my life has been a little bit crazy lately and that I have definitely felt the weight and the stress of so many things these past few months. But at the same time, like I shared with you, God was reminding me of all of these truths about who he is and how he says that I am who I am and what that means. I am actually going back to school in May and will be in school for about 16 to 18 months getting my nursing degree, which is super exciting. That has actually been something I've wanted to do for a while. And my husband and I prayed about it. We had a lot of discussions about it, and we eventually would love to homeschool our little girl, and being a nurse would allow me the flexibility in my schedule to do that. And I have always loved healthcare. If you don't know, a random fact about me is that I actually have a bachelor's degree in biology and pre-med. Was gonna go to med school, and then the Lord actually called me out of that. So that was about 4 years ago now, and I have been out of school and working and doing different things, working for a nonprofit, running Abundant Life and You Burning for More, and also homeschooling for a local family that I love and adore, and just trying to figure out where my passions lie and where the Lord is calling me. And I'm confident that this next step is going to really allow me to use a lot of my gifts and also set my family up well and allow me the space and the time and the energy to disciple my daughter effectively and to love on her and to be home with her, which is ultimately what I would love to do. So I'm going back to school. That being said, my life is going to look a lot different and a little bit crazy. And I tell you all of this because I know that you guys listen to the podcast, you've heard my story, mostly just because I want you to know that the frequency of the podcast may be a little different. We've been bi-weekly for almost 2 years, and just with the busyness of the season that I'm in, that might change every now and again, because I still want to bring you guys quality guests and quality conversations, and I don't just want to like throw things in the podcast to make it happen bi-weekly. That's not why I started the podcast, and that's not why I want to continue it. So just know that if you don't see a new episode every 2 weeks, it's because life is just, that's the season that we are in. So I want to encourage you to make sure you subscribe to the podcast so when there is a new episode, you get alerted that there's a new episode, and also that you are following Abundant Life on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter so you see when the new drop of an episode happens. All of our social media handles are at Abundant Life YM. So if you follow us on there, you'll be alerted of when a new podcast drops. And as always, I will keep you guys up to date with the plans for the You Are Made for More podcast. But I have a passion for this, and I trust that the Lord will fit it in and weave it in to whatever I'm doing. But I just wanted to update you guys because so much of this plays into the fact that Easter was so special to me this year as a new mom, and just trying to balance all of these things and really discern what the Lord would have for me. I just wanted to share that with you guys. So yeah, that is what I have for you guys today. Nothing super long, but I did want to encourage you that Easter Sunday does not end on Easter Sunday. There are many, many days after that, and we are called to live like it is Resurrection Sunday every day. So that is my prayer, that this would inspire you to live like every day is Easter, like every day you have the hope that Christ rose from the dead. Will you guys pray with me before we wrap up? Father God, thank you so much for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for showing us your all-powerful essence through your name, I Am. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth and becoming the visible representation of I Am. Thank you, Spirit, for stirring the truth of I Am in our hearts daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, guys. We will talk to you soon. Can't wait to be back with you and bring you more conversations about relationships, sexuality, the gospel, and how all of those things tie together. See you later.